My name is Aiden, and this is my 180 story. I grew up in a Christian home with loving parents who demonstrated how to live a Christian life. And I learned early on about how Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I accepted him into my life. This was a truth I would carry with me and make a foundational piece of my life until about high school. And in high school, if you would have looked at my life from the outside, you would have seen a life that appeared to reflect that truth. But on the inside, my faith was more just like a checklist. Go to church and check that box. Attend the church and attend youth group, another check. But when the pandemic hit, my priorities began to shift, and my faith, because my faith was like more about a checklist than Jesus, I began to replace my good Christian checklist with other things to check off, such as earning valedictorian, working, and what my friends thought of me. And when the world finally opened back up again, this shift didn't cause me any issues at first. I had a strong group of friends. I felt well-liked, and I even went back to checking the going to church box again. The problem was that none of this joy, love, or peace that I was feeling came from the Lord. It came from compliments, good grades, and which of my friends I got to hang out with that week. I was well-liked and on track to reach my academic goals, and while on the outside I looked like I was living a pretty normal Christian life, my faith was pretty dormant. I had placed my faith ultimately in how well-liked I was and what I could accomplish, not in the Lord. Fast forward to my senior year of high school, and what felt like a perfect life suddenly came crashing down when my friend group split, and most of all, when my closest friend and I ended our friendship over an unresolvable conflict. In this moment, I felt pain, brokenness, and isolation, and I decided the only solution to overcoming this emotions I was feeling was to shove it all down and work like crazy. I thought, if no one knew the pain I was in, nobody could judge me for it. I began working 6 days a week, over 55 hours a week, to the point Mike saw my coworkers more than I saw my own family. I even began to replace church with work. But working a ton didn't solve the problem, and I was still feeling lost, confused, and lonely. This pattern would continue for several months, until one evening after work, I realized this life wasn't it. I needed something radically different for my life. So I filled out an online form to a random college ministry called Crew that somebody from my home church told me about when I was touring OU. A few weeks later, kind of forgot I even filled out that form, I arrived back on campus feeling terrified, confused, and not even knowing why I even came to OU in the first place. Around this same time, though, I got a text from a Crew staff member asking me if I would come to Front Room to grab coffee later that week, and I reluctantly said yes. Right away, I got plugged into a community group and began attending Crew events. I began to make friends and began to see others whose faith in Jesus wasn't just a checklist, but a deep relationship with him. It only took one session at the fall retreat later that semester to bring it all together. That night, I realized I wasn't living my life for the Lord, but rather for myself, my own priorities, and my own glory. The checklist I had always been seeking to complete meant nothing outside of an active, engaged relationship with Jesus. That night, I recommitted my life back to the Lord. Since that moment, the Lord has changed my perspective on pursuing him dramatically. Because of this, I began studying the Bible, this time not out of guilt, but out of a desire to grow in my relationship with him. I pray for closeness with Jesus, not to check a box. I seek to share Jesus with others because of his steadfast love and faithfulness, not because it's what I'm supposed to do. A verse I've carried with me since that day was Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Because when you have a relationship with Jesus, you have all that you need. If any of this resonated with you, or you just want to chat, I'll be down here somewhere after 180. My name's Aiden, and this has been my 180 story.